Hey, Jen.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Who's this?
This is Dave Loftus.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good.
Did you have a big day yesterday?
Yeah. Went to that Canterbury thing with you guys.
Yeah.
How'd you end up doing?
I only lost about $10 on the deal.
Well, good for you.
That isn't too bad when you consider there's a meal involved in it and a long ride on the bus.
Long, cold ride.
Yeah, really. Hey, thanks for the call back, Dave.
You bet.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye. Right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Hi, good morning. WLOL.
Hi, John.
Who's this?
This is Larry Capling.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
Colin, thank you guys for yesterday.
Hey, well, thanks for coming along.
Oh, no problem.
How'd you do out there?
Not as bad as you guys did.
Well, I don't think anybody did as bad as we did.
Although I heard somebody, one of the ladies in the Target group.
Yeah?
When Roger and I were talking about how much money we lost, she said, yeah, I think that's about average.
Oh, yeah.
Because she had lost 140 or something.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming along with us.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye. Yeah, that was a real fun group of folks, and all of them. And that group from Target was a fun bunch besides.
Yeah.
Worked out real slick. 3 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning. Nice of the Target people to let their people go like that.
Wasn't that
day.
Nice, yeah.
And then also those buttons that they had made up.
Uh-huh.
That was a pretty swell deal, too. Target, thanks, WLOL. Well, thank you.
You betcha.
So there. In the meantime, 3 minutes after 6 o'clock here in the morning, and it's, what day is it?
Wednesday? National Boss Day.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second before we start that.
What are you doing? Don't we have to have...
We'll sing Happy Boss Day. We'll have traffic.
You're not calling Mr. Rose now, are you?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hello?
Morning, boss!
Hi.
You sound wide awake.
I am awake this morning for some reason.
Just get home?
Huh?
Just get home?
I just got home, yeah.
What station are you listening to?
Nothing. I just was reading the paper.
That's us.
So were we.
This is National Boss Day, and we all got together to sing Happy Boss Day to you.
Happy Boss Day to you. Happy Boss Day, Mr. Rose. Happy Boss Day to you.
Wow.
But as long as we've got you on the line, I would like to, as a representative of WLOL, apologize for the horrible job I did playing the call to the post at Canterbury Downs yesterday.
Somebody told me about that.
It was the worst I've ever played.
It really was.
They thought somebody had shot the regular guy or something. It sounded pretty bad.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah?
Horrible.
I heard you had a good day at the track, though.
We had a fun day
at the track.
Okay, there's a difference. Right?
Let's not confuse those.
Well, this is amazing. I've never had a phone call like this where I've been awake. I actually know now what you guys sound like.
Yeah, and we've called them as late as 9 o'clock in the morning. Hey, we'll talk to you later on.
All right, have a good one.
Talk to you next year.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. On Boss Day. Now, before you start the news, let's talk to John Lundell at Metro Traffic Control.
Okay, sure.
Okay, hang on a second. We'll just pick him up here through the deal. Just a second. I think we've got him here. Hi, good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Good morning.
Good. How's traffic?
Well, I had prepared my normal report of things are beginning to build kind of stuff this early in the morning, and then we got a call from Tom Kenny over at C.S. McCrossin. They are the contractors down on the Crosstown project, and there's some work that is just beginning, like right now, and it's going to cause some big problems. The Crosstown eastbound, the ramp to 35 southbound is closing completely.
What?
Right now. And it's going to be closed until at least 10 o'clock this morning. So the Crosstown eastbound, no can get on the 35 southbound this morning. So
Wait a second. Then that means, too,
that's going southbound, down if you're coming out of Richfield and maybe going down toward Bloomington or down toward the 494 interchange to control data or the airlines or something like that. Off of the Crosstown, that major ramp is closing right now.
You'll still be able to get on to the Crosstown eastbound, though?
You'll still be able to get on to eastbound and northbound. You'll still be able to come into downtown. But the whole thing is going to be single lane.
Ooh.
And by 7 this morning, both directions will be single lane between Valley View and 35. And there's going to be, let's see here, the Penn Avenue ramp will be closed. The Xerxes ramp will be closed. A little bit later on, the entire Xerxes area will be closed. So it's just, in short, a place to definitely stay away from today. Remember some of those major problems we had with the construction on 35. It will likely look like that at least through till about 8 or 8:30 this morning.
Okay.
Down there, because it's a little confusing. So just stay away from it. 494 is open and doing quite well.
Okay. Hey, thanks, John.
Okay, bye now.
We'll check regular reports in a little bit. Bye-bye.
That does sound like a mess.
Yeah, eastbound Crosstown will be a mess. So there.
Okay.
Okay. It's 7 after 6. You want to fill in with some regular news, Bob?
A State Department spokesman in Washington says a body positively identified as that of Leon Klinghoffer contained two bullet wounds, one in the head, another in the back. The body of the 69-year-old American washed up in Syria Sunday, 4 days after Palestinian hijackers of the Achille Lauro surrendered to Egyptian authorities. It was a grisly scene in the death chamber of the Indiana State Prison today. William Vandiver went to his death for killing his father-in-law, but he kept breathing and his heart kept beating until 5 jolts of electricity had been applied. The 1985 Nobel Physics Prize was awarded today to West German professor Klaus von Klitzing. A baby Jesus doll is coming out just in time for Christmas. The Heavenly Dolls Company in Littleton, Colorado, says the Jesus doll is the first of its kind. It comes with a glow-in-the-dark halo. Buyers have a choice of Anglo, Hispanic, and black complexions. It'll cost $31.50. May seem a bit odd that a man who never, ever goes fishing has come up with a patent on a new fish hook. But some fish tales are stranger than truth. 37-year-old David Rand of Stuart, Florida, is a lawyer who invented the anesthetic or antiseptic injecting fish hook. You take your standard fish hook-shaped hook, hollow out the inside, insert a retractable hypodermic-style needle, and fill it with either painkiller or germ killer. When the hook is set, the drug is released. So why a fish hook patent for a man who doesn't fish? Rand says, well, not everybody wants to have a patent. It's kind of a kick.
I don't have
out the inside and fill it with germ killer or painkiller.
Huh. Can't imagine that'll be a big deal.
Well, they still have to bite it, of course.
Yeah, yeah. People have been using the other one for, you know, ever.
I think it'd be kind of a kick to have a patent.
Well, why don't we invent something?
Have any ideas?
No. No, I don't.
We should think about that. Be one more thing we could put in our resumes. You know, when this falls through.
It'd be something that we could put in our resumes.
It's kind of windy up here, Herb.
It's dinner with a view, Alice.
Of the end.
Sports and weather.
Well, the San Diego Chargers say quarterback Dan Fouts may be back in action this weekend against the Vikings. But the Chargers trainer says Fouts will probably stay on the sidelines. He underwent arthroscopic knee surgery 3 weeks ago. The Pittsburgh Penguins finally got their first win of the season with a victory over the North Stars last night, who have not won a game yet. Pittsburgh tipped the Stars 3-2. In the only other NHL game, the unbeaten and untied Quebec Nordiques ran their record to 4-0 with a 4-1 win over Hartford.
Oh, no kidding.
Let me see. Ah, that's enough for now.
Oh, okay.
Of course, Kansas City Royals forced a seventh game in the American League playoffs with a 5-3 win over the Blue Jays in Toronto last night. Game 7 will be tonight in Toronto.
The Cards play this afternoon. Is that correct?
Probably 2 o'clock, right?
I believe so.
I'll double-check that for sure.
Against the Dodgers.
Yeah, 2 o'clock today.
Skip down to the forecast.
Partly sunny and 52 today in the Twin Cities at 6:12. Clear skies and 32 degrees.
We should get some sunshine today, too. It should turn out to be at least a half-decent day. So there. Make the most out of it if you can.
Okay.
Coming up in a couple of songs, ask Himes and Berglund.
Encyclopedia
of the Air. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. WLOL, quarter after 6 o'clock in the morning. John Himes, Bob Berglund, Roger. Together again at last. It's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, the 16th.
Okay. Coming up in a song or so, ask Heinz and Berglund, Encyclopedia of the Air. Hit radio, WLOL, turn it up, scrape your windshield. WLOL, clear sky, 32 degrees in the Twin Cities. John Heinz, Bob Berglund, Roger. Morning.
Good morning.
Let's go to the phone, should we?
For Ask Heinz and Berglund, Encyclopedia of the Air.
Da, 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 da. Hi, good morning, WLOL. Hello? There's nobody there.
Huh.
Hello?
Yeah, sure.
What the heck happened? Am I doing something wrong?
Double check everything.
There's no dial tone. There must be somebody there. They just stepped away. We'll come back to it.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. WLOL.
Hi, I have a question for Ask Heinz and Berglund.
What is it?
What is the significance of the LOL in WLOL?
Oh. It's all significant together.
Oh, WLOL is?
Yeah, we've answered this question before. Originally, when the station was first established... Bob knew this because he is kind of the unofficial station historian.
Yeah. Archivist.
Archivist, yeah. That when the station was first established, it was on the site where Wanda Larson's home was.
Yeah.
Well, what had happened is over the years, she remodeled the home. And where the broadcast studios were was what used to be her living room. So WLOL originally stood for Wanda Larson's old living room. Except for the newsroom, which was actually WLOB.
How about Bob? What's he got to say about it?
Well, that is. Bob's the one, aren't you?
Well, there is another school of thought that originally the call letter stood for Land O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes?
Yeah.
Or what was the other one that you had, Bob? The original...
Oh, you mean when the restaurant owner owned it? That one?
No.
You know, the station has gone through several changes. A restaurant owner who was the maitre d' and head waiter at his own place originally used the call letters to remind everybody that when setting a table, it's white linen on left. You know, where you put the napkin.
What about when that fisherman owned it, though?
When the fisherman owned it, it stood for Walleyes Live on Leeches.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, you guys.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Gotcha.
And of course, we still love our listeners.
Yeah, that's always been a factor. But when it was WLOB, then it was Wanda Larson's old bathroom.
Yeah.
Before that, before she had the indoor plumbing, it was WLOO.
Oh, the outhouse.
The outhouse, yeah. Let's try another question here. Hi, good morning, WLOL. Hi, WLOL.
Hi.
Hi, you got a question?
Yeah, what does M&M stand for?
Oh.
Oh.
We knew that. That's been a breakfast quiz question before.
Yeah.
It comes from the M&M Mars Company.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what the M's were, Bergie?
Raj, do you remember what the M's were?
No, I thought...
What We've used that as a breakfast quiz question.
Was it one of Murray? Really?
Yeah.
Mars and Murray?
No.
No?
I don't know.
We'll look it up.
All right.
We'll have
Somebody
it later.
Remember.
Okay,
bye. Hi, WLOL.
Good morning.
Hi, you got a question for Ask Heinz and Berglund?
Yeah, I'm curious. Out at the track, who are the judges or how are they picked?
Boy, you got me. I'm curious about that, too.
No.
Because they have all these race stewards and things like that. I don't have the whole official breakdown, but it's, you know, like at different places around the track, too, they have different judges and stewards and things. And then they have a few judges who examine photos for photo finishes and like that. I think they're all screwed up.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, they can bet, can they?
Oh, sure. Anybody who works out there, I wonder if the judges are allowed to participate.
I wonder.
Maybe not on working days or whatever. But other people who work out there are certainly allowed to play, so I don't know for sure. Okay?
Okay.
Somebody will know. They'll be listening.
All right.
Whoever they are, they've got a lot of time off now to think about what they've done this past year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye. Hi, John Hines. Hello?
Still. Is that the person that stepped away?
Yeah, apparently.
Are you there?
There's nobody there.
Huh.
I thought you said there was a lady who heard me play at the track yesterday, Raj.
Yeah, there was.
What'd she do, hang up?
Well, possibly.
Maybe. Hi, WLOL.
Hi.
You got a question for Ask Hines and Berglund?
Yeah.
What is it, quickly?
Which of you guys won this year at the track?
What?
Which of you guys won at the track?
How much have we won at the track?
Yeah.
For the whole season?
Whole season.
Combined?
Whole season.
Combined.
I figure not only was I down for yesterday, I'm down for the next 3 years.
That little, huh?
Yeah, I haven't won nickel one yet. But, you know, it's just the fun of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's the fun of it. It's so damn expensive.
Yesterday was only my third time out there, and I'm up.
You are?
Yeah. Because I had a big day out there. Remember the Sunday before we took that long weekend? And
yeah, you went out there
left
that
town. I went out there that day.
And you won?
And I won 266 that day.
But what'd you lose?
No, that's what I was ahead that day.
Huh.
260?
And yesterday I lost 154.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, you don't mean $1.54.
No.
Ooh. Hey, talk to you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah. Yesterday, if it's a good thing they don't have pay toilets out there. That's the way I look at it. Because by the end of the day, I would have been, you know, well...
I'm going to do a little name-dropping, so I want you to pay attention. The names are Lee Jeans, Conco, MLT, the travel people, you know, and Disney World. Okay, first, great Lee Jeans are on sale right now at all Conco stores. You know Lee Jeans, of course. They're the jean you can wear any place. They're real cotton denim and come in a variety of styles. Now and until October 27th, you can buy men's five-pocket jeans and in straight leg or boot cut for only $14.99. Junior and Mrs. straight leg jeans are sale priced at just $16.99. Now, what about MLT and Disney World? Well, while you're at Conco saving on Lee jeans, you can register to win one of two trips for a family of four to Disney World with all details, including airfare, hotel, car, and more, arranged by MLT Travel. So, that's it. Come to Conco to save on Lee jeans, and you could be on your way to Disney World. All because Conco does not sell cheap jeans. Conco sells great jeans, cheap.
This is Walter Upright, bringing you an up-to-the-minute report on Royal Nissan, formerly Royal Datsun. It's been said that this is one of the largest selections of clean, low-mileage, previously owned cars in the Twin Cities. Let's go right now live to the used car lot at Royal Nissan for this report.
Thank you, Walter. Some beautiful used cars here at Royal Nissan this week. A 1979 Mazda RX-7's royal blue 5-speed sunroof cloth interior. Sale price today at $2,995. You have to see this car. There's a 1981 Dodge Aries wagon. Blue automatic air conditioning luggage rack. Sale priced at Royal Nissan for $3,480. Walter, back to you.
And that's the way it is at Royal Nissan, the only Nissan dealer in St. Paul. 3 blocks north of 36, 2 miles east of 35E on Highway 61. This is Walter Upright.
Oh, gosh. Oh, fish hooks. 28 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning. Psst. Yeah. We better do this before we do anything else. We should welcome a brand new sponsor for Hines and Berglund. In the morning deal here. Northland Divers.
I have to have them on the board.
Yeah. We got a chance to meet with Myron Haynes, the guy who is Northland Divers.
Mm-hmm.
And find out about what they do and how they do it and stuff like that. And what they do is teach scuba diving and snorkeling. But scuba diving is what they're best known for.
Classes start every 3 weeks. They have... weekend class coming up November 9th.
Oh, the weekend class. See, mm-hmm. The thing about Northland Divers is they won't whip you through a course. I mean, there are some places, I guess, even here in the Twin Cities, where Okay, fine, you're certified. Here you go. Put this in your mouth, inhale, exhale. Okay, fine, you're done.
But they realize it wouldn't do them a lot of good to do that.
No, because you have to be, you have to be careful. Because we're talking about safety and stuff like that. And potential, you know.
And the more you know, the more fun you can have.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're planning any kind of a winter vacation to go somewhere where it's decent, the Northland Divers would be the place for you to call, because you'd really have a major league time if you had a chance to go out and go and dive.
Oh, and they host some fun trips, Hawaii, Caymans, Lake Superior, treasure dives, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you where Northland Divers is. Two blocks south of 694 on White Bear Avenue. Right there at 3000 Maplewood Plaza, Maplewood, right across from Maplewood Mall. But they do their lessons all over the gosh darn place.
So they're even more accessible by just calling 777-4278, because they have classes all over the Twin Cities.
Yeah, ask about classes and costs and stuff like that. Find out about it. It could be a whole new fun hobby for you. Or more than that, sport, way of life, whatever. Oh, gosh. Northland Divers. Thanks. Where are we? Oh, here we go. I got to get some traffic here from John Lundell. I'm so far behind this morning. I just don't know what got into me here.
Well, the traffic levels around the metro definitely building to a moderate and moderately heavy stage. Still no major delays, but watch out down to the south. A real potential problem spot in the crosstown eastbound with the ramp now closing to 35W southbound. Some very heavy traffic expected through that area of the Richfield crosstown stretch, so be careful. If possible, just avoid that area altogether. You know it's time to winterize your car, and at Crown Auto, prepare with a cooling system flush and antifreeze refill using Peak Antifreeze. Only $22.88 this week at all Crown Autos. I'm John Lundell, Metro Traffic Control.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John. You know it's really late, but we got to have a song. Hit Radio, WLOL. 6:30. I'll get us back on time by 7 o'clock or so, Bob. We'll just cut some commercials out or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can do that. It's our show. We'll just skip them.